With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, February 15th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, it's time for the bigger schools to get in on the postseason fun in Class 4A Region 3 girls basketball action. The Lamar's Bulldogs host the Storm Lake Tornadoes in a regional opening round matchup, a rematch of last week's regular season finale. We'll have all the action for you right here on KLEM Radio with pregame coverage getting going at 6:45 from the Lamar's Community Gym and tip-off at 7 o'clock. Catch all the action with the Bulldogs taking on the Tornadoes in postseason girls basketball. And after missing out on the state tournament last year, the Lamar's boys bowling team is back in the dance following a win at their home state qualifying meet yesterday. The Bulldogs didn't waste any time in racking up their score to try and win the meet. Lamar's averaged a Baker score of 201 through their first five games to get off to a hot start that would ultimately see them score 30-91. Head coach Travis Jones says that was a key to the team's success, especially with an early start to the morning.
I'd say the biggest thing was starting strong. They're not used to bowling this early in the morning. Had to get them a little hopped up a little bit with some caffeine, but past that, it's just getting them fired up and getting them stretched out, making sure they're focused.
And missing out on the state tournament last year was not just a feeling felt by those in the varsity ranks at the time. The Bulldogs only returned two bowlers off last year's team, yet Coach Jones says there was still a lot of motivation to not let that happen again.
So we only really had two people that really could push that motivation because we had four seniors last year, but they remembered it, they had that taste, they really pushed everybody and pushed each other. So for me, I can only motivate them so much, but they had enough fire to be able to get us all through it.
The Bulldogs also qualified two individuals in Trevor Fisher and Caden Heitritter, who placed 5th and 8th respectively in the meet. Coach Jones says it will be a great opportunity for them to improve individually as bowlers.
Individuals, anything can go. There's a guy shot a 279 last year, still lost. So, you know, I think they'll perform. I think they got good level heads on them. So I think it's going to be great to push it forward. One of them's a freshman, so four more years of experience isn't going to hurt.
And heading to Waterloo, the Bulldogs will look to get some games in early to get used to the shot at state. Coach Jones says this is to build confidence going into a big tournament.
Usually we go down about a day or two before, get a game or two down in there, and just getting them practiced up because we know about how the lanes are going to be. They're going to be a little bit more wet than normal. That's just the normal state shot. Get them practiced on and get them confident. The confidence is key for them because if they lose confidence, if they don't go in with 100% knowledge that the next ball they're going to throw is either a strike or a spare, then that's when their game starts going straight down.
And the Bulldogs will bowl on Tuesday in the team tournament and on Wednesday next week for the individual tournament in Waterloo. The MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's boys bowling team also came to compete at the state qualifying meet in Lamar's yesterday. They will send two individuals to the state tournament in Waterloo next week. They almost qualified their entire team as well, coming just 71 pins shy of the second and final qualification spot. Head coach Tim Jones says his team bowled well and didn't quite make it in due to another team picking up steam late.
We bowled really well for the Baker games. We shot above average, had a couple games that were a little iffy, but then came right back, shot some really good high scores, did what we wanted to do, but when another team comes in and just shoots lights out, there's not much we can do about it. So hats off to Denison for how they finished out.
MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's is sending Carver Miller and Colby Penning to the individual tournament after finishing 3rd and 4th at the meet. Coach Jones says their dedication to improving their game has given them this opportunity.
They've been bowling in their league for quite a while and just honing their skill for many years. Ken and Michelle have worked with them really well in Remsen for quite a while, and they've been on the bowling team the last couple years and done really well. Colby's shown some really good games the last couple years. Carver comes in, starts bowling really good. This is his first year in varsity, so he's really gotten alive these last few meets and just bowled really great today.
And while this will be the first go-around at state for Miller and Penning, it's not the first go-around for Coach Jones, who has sent two other individuals during his time as the program's coach. He says he will try and use that experience to get to these new guys ready for the state tournament this year.
It's always a little difficult coming into a new alley when you're not really sure what it's like, and we saw that a little bit last year with our individuals. They came in and struggled a little bit, but we kind of know what to expect now this year, and so I can hopefully guide them in that way, and hopefully they can show up and do what they can do best.
And Miller and Penning will bowl in the individual tournament on Wednesday in Waterloo. To some basketball action, the 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball team hosted George Little Rock in a regional quarterfinal last night, and they beat the Mustangs by a final score of 57-32. The Hawks were coming off a bye in the first round and a full week since their last competition to finish the regular season, and that may have showed just a bit in the first quarter, only leading the Mustangs 13-10 after one, but they would get into a rhythm after that and outscore George Little Rock 17-4 in the second quarter to go up 30-14 by halftime. Head coach Scott Willman says he was pleased with his team's effort throughout the game.
I like the effort that we gave all night. Our shooting wasn't particularly as crisp as it needs to be, but close. But our effort didn't fail all night, and we really translated that into a full court to a half court game very well.
And the Hawk defense didn't just slow down the Mustangs. They completely stopped them on a number of occasions. George Little Rock could only attempt 27 field goals in the ballgame due to the full court press of Remsen St. Mary's, making life difficult for them. Coach Willman says that full court press, in turn, then led to some better defense in the half court.
Our full court press didn't let us down. It kept the pressure on, and they didn't get ahead of it. So then that translated into our half court, and our half court, I think, is about as solid as it, as anybody's. When we're playing like that, we're communicating well. We're coming off our and hedging well. We're pinching. We're recovering. It makes it hard for the other team. I got to give them a lot of credit. They are a very scrappy team.
Carmody Rickey was the top Hawk scorer with 16 points on the night and one of the top defenders in the front of the Hawk press. Coach Willman says she played a great game last night.
Carmody came to play. She really set us up on the defensive end. She was in the passing lane. She was jumping the ball. She was tipping it and going. And then if you get the ball in her hand as she's in the press, she makes really good decisions about who she's going to hit. Can't say anything more great about her. She then converts it to the offense and really involves her teammates.
The win increases Remsen St. Mary's win streak to 13 games and advances them to Friday's regional semifinal matchup with 15th-ranked Kingsley Pearson. The Panthers have the Hawks' attention and focus.
We are certainly going to need to get after them. They've now won 10, 12 in a row, somewhere in that range. Duchette, the freshman, is one heck of a player. She scores well from outside, but basically she is great with the ball and she can penetrate. And so we've got to limit her as much as possible and then know who the shooters are and take them away and then do what we did tonight, play physical, play with heart and a lot of determination. Use our athleticism and our physicalness and size and get up and down the court.
And the win improved Remsen St. Mary's record to 21-1 on the season. It was also Scott Willman's 100th win as the head coach of the Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball team, a position he's held now for 10 seasons. This is his 10th season. George Little Rock ended their season with a record of 5-17. Let's take a look at the rest of those scores on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page from postseason girls basketball last night. Once again, Remsen St. Mary's beat George Little Rock 57-32. It was 15th-ranked Kingsley Pearson taking down Harris Lake Park. The Panthers got 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 steals from Sydney Duskett on the night. McKenna Bowman had 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 steals for the Panthers. On the other side of the regional bracket, it was Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton absolutely demolishing Arweva by a score of 56-20, and Coon Rapids Bayard narrowly got by River Valley 45-40. Going to Class 2A in Region 2, where second-ranked Central Lyon rolled over Boyden Hall 70-31. It was West Sioux narrowly beating MMCRU in Marcus last night 48-47, ending the Royals' season. 10th-ranked Hinton took it to Akron Westfield 65-27. The Westerners ended their season with a nice performance from Mackenzie Hughes, 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals in the loss. 10th-ranked Hinton got 4 players in double figures, led by Bailey Boovies, 15 points, and Avery Corey Burgad's 13 points. The Blackhawks will meet up with MVAOCOU, who won in a buzzer beater over West Monona last night, 65-63. And another area region, Class 2A Region 3, saw 4th-ranked Sibley Ocheyedan beat Emmitsburg big time, 52-19. Ridgeview got by Alta Aurelia, 49-40. 14th-ranked Sioux Central beat Belmont Clemmy, 44-35. And Central Springs narrowly beat North Union, 55-49. All these scores can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Hover over the Sports tab. In the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. So we take a look now at the sports schedule for today, and it is jam-packed. Of course, basketball is secondary today. It is the State Wrestling Tournament beginning in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. The 1A wrestlers got going in the morning, and the 3A Bulldog wrestlers will get going tonight. So best of luck to our 19 Plymouth County wrestlers who will take to the mat at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines today at the Boys State Wrestling Tournament. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. We're going to keep you up to date on how all 19 Plymouth County wrestlers are doing throughout the tournament. So taking a look now at the girls' basketball schedule for today in Class 4A Region 3. Of course, our contest tonight brings you Storm Lake at Lamar's. The Bulldogs are working on a 25-game winning streak against the Tornadoes that dates back well into the Lakes Conference days. 2010, the last time the Bulldogs lost to Storm Lake, hoping it can be a 26-game winning streak against the Tornadoes. Again, we'll have the coverage starting at 6:45, tip-offs at 7 o'clock. On the other side of the regional, it'll be Dennison Schleswig at Sergeant Bluff Luton. In Class 5A Region 2, an MRAC school, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson will be at Des Moines Lincoln. And in Class 5A Region 4, it's Sioux City North at Sioux City West. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Again, you're going to want to follow us on Twitter throughout the day and just in general at KLEM Sports on Twitter. We're going to have updates throughout the day on how all 19 Plymouth County wrestlers are doing at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Follow us on Twitter for that at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.